Good morning, good afternoon, or good night. Whatever time of the day you are tuning into Food Reality, I'm ecstatic to welcome you back. As you may have heard from my trailer I previously released, today's podcast will be covering New York's finest, their bagels. So grab a bagel as we are about to chew on aspects of New York's idolized bagel standard in this episode called A Taste of New York. So, what do you think about New York bagels? Society today has drawn the common conclusion that bagels out of the heart of New York City are superior and unrepeatable elsewhere. Did you know bagels originate from Poland, brought over during the beginning of the 20th century to New York by Jewish immigrants? The first reference to bagels can be traced back to Krakow, which is a city in Poland, in 1610. So then why has society deemed New York bagels the set standard to what constitutes a great tasting bagel? For bagel aficionados, the subject of bagels, or more specifically, the perfect bagel, is one that provokes intense, heated debate. Not only do bagel mavens have very specific criteria for what ingredients are acceptable, but the various nuances of preparation and presentation are crucial as well. If I were to ask you what allows New York bagels the potential to craft a mouth-watering bagel, I'd be disappointed but not surprised at the expected answer that it is the water, or the wada, as they say. A frequent misconception is the popular mythology that New York's water directly correlates to their unique soft bagel texture. The water that runs through New York is among the softest water of the nation, meaning that the water structure consists of actually low concentrations of calcium and magnesium. But while New York's water does play a role in influencing bagel texture, the effect is actually pretty minor. Harder water toughens the gluten in the dough, while super soft water can make it goopy. Overall, the low mineral content makes the soft water ideal for stiffening dough, which helps explain why its bagels are crispy outside and chewy inside. This common belief that the key ingredient runs in their water makeup that crafts their unique bagels does not hold true against science. Agreed upon by both scientists and food geeks, the tap water utilized poses little to no effect on the end result. Whether you believe that New York's water directly correlated to their great-tasting bagel, or you went along with society's rumors, the idea that New York's pristine water is the secret behind its legendary bagels is undeniably a great story. Trouble is, it isn't true. Now, I understand that fact may be hard to swallow since it goes against what you believe to be true. So now is a great time to brew a cup of coffee to go along with that bagel I recommended to you. And if you haven't secured a bagel, I hope it is since you're a bit confused as to the difference between a regular bagel and New York style. The modern New York bagel bears no resemblance to the small, tough, traditional bagel that New Yorkers used to create. The traditional bagel, born of Eastern European shells, was made of yeast, malt, flour, water, and salt. It was rolled by hand, first boiled, and then baked. Today's version is made from yeast and sugar, flour, water, and salt, extruded through machines, and baked. The result is a big, fat, soft pillow, suitable only for naps. Although the ingredients have slightly changed over time, the secret behind the taste of a New York-style bagel is the boiling, not the water. Traditionally, the chilled dough rings are poached or boiled in a solution of water and malt barley for anywhere from 30 seconds to 3 minutes. This pre-generalizes the starch in the dough, locking the liquid inside of it and expanding the interior. It's like flash frying a steak before grilling it to seal in the juices. The boiling also thickens the crust, which is essential to produce a more chewy bagel. Leaving shaped dough in the refrigerator for a few days to allow time for retarding is a method to achieving a superior bagel, according to Chef Richard Kuppage of the Culinary Institute of America. This is due to the fact that cooler temperatures suppresses the activity of yeast, thus catalyzing a slower rate of fermentation to serve up a more powerful flavor. Shortcutting any of the tedious steps in the process of bagel making comes along with a mushy, disrespectful bagel called
rolls with holes as a critique. In the early 20th century, Eastern European immigrants presented New York with their traditional boiled bagels. Since it is quicker and easier to skip the boiling process, many modern-day bagels are baked in an oven, injected with steam. The steam that is injected generalizes solely the surface of the bagel, producing an enhanced color and shine. However, it fails to craft the chewy texture from its inability to reach the interior.
Louis Belozerko, head of baking and food technical services at the American Institute of Baking, said there is simply no scientific basis to the claim that New York water makes food better. The taste of baked goods is affected by such variables as the type of flour and yeast used and the type and temperature of the oven, as well as the consumer's expectations and surroundings. Despite the lack of research that New York water has an effect, their water is still idolized and held with such high regards. In an effort to protect their watershed, which is where their rainfall and precipitation gathers and drains to merge with a larger body of water, New York has spent $2.7 billion over the past 25 years, as well as planning to spend an additional $1 billion more dollars in the upcoming decade. Do you think that I have said the water is a myth enough already? Well, not everyone believes that New York water has no direct correlation to the final product of a bagel. For centuries, New Yorkers have struggled with traveling outside the heart of New York and discovering a bagel that resembles one from the Big Apple. Burke, a retired New York City firefighter, believes that New York water is essential to New York bagels. Therefore, Burke has trucked blocks of New York ice to New Jersey for years in order to melt it for crafting his dough and baking his bagels in New Jersey. This method was subject to change once Burke met Paul Arrigo, who is the chief executive of a water filtration company, as well as living on Staten Island. Arrigo has the same mindset that the water produced the authentic New York-style bagels, so he set out to build a machine with the ability to manipulate any source of water to an identical molecular structure as New York. Constructing this machine allocated 9 months and $1.1 million towards research and development. Since New York water is held with such high regard, his machine was a hit from people all over, craving the hope that this product would enable their business to flourish with a greater taste. Constructing this machine aligns with those that feel in the bottom of their hearts New York-style bagels are linked to New York's water. It is said that Melanie Frost utilized water from London and customers tasted no difference in the bagel, thinking it was New York style. This leaves her to state that the water is irrelevant and rather it is the recipe.
Due to society glorifying New York style bagels and their water, companies have taken advantage of promoting their products as New York style for a benefit to their sales. With the New York Bakery Company's efforts to switch into a more New York bagel style, their reformulated recipe will increase their size by more than 10% and make them softer. The new recipe for their New York style bagels will closely resemble the norms for a bagel in the city, a larger and softer product that is more efficient for sandwiches too. Marketing Director Simon Foster pointed out that a period of heavy trading and promotional activity had failed to grow sales, and new product development was required to inject fresh value into the category. With the introduction of their New York-style bagel line, they predict that they will see a boost in sales to climb them out of the slump that they are currently experiencing. Another way for their bagels to stand out among the numerous New York styles, their packaging will be revamped into a bolder package for increasing the shelf standout to customers. However, research carried out by NYBC had shown that bagel consumers tended to be more upmarket and so less price sensitive, said Foster, so there was no need for the constant promotions. This raises the question if people do not think twice about the price, knowing that they will be getting what is considered the best bagel. The strategic decision for a company to introduce New York bagels to their market for promotion is not an isolated event. With lenders dating back over 75 years of producing an authentic and traditional bagel, they hope to appeal to the public with adding New York-style bagels to their line, which will be the first mass bakery shop bagel appearing in a frozen food case. Changes that will occur due to their new New York-style line will include their current recipe being called Original Recipe, packaged in bright red, and their New York-style, 65% larger, packed in yellow bags. Excitedly stated by Kim Whitler, General Manager of Frozen Breakfast, "There is a dedicated group of consumers who want a big but authentic bagel, and now they can, with Lender's New York style, and they no longer have to sacrifice on convenience. Lender's New York style are made the authentic way, then flash frozen right out of the oven, so that they will always be fresh and good tasting whenever the customer wants them." Once again, the standard of New York bagels is expressed when the New York Bakery Company predicts its revamped, bigger, softer, and more New York-style bagels range will reignite the overly promoted bagel category. These numerous examples of companies manipulating their formulas to craft New York-style bagels to offer to the public highlights how widespread the brainwashing of society is that New York bagels are on the top of the food chain. Is the mass majority of society's hearts really set out on a taste of New York like these companies assume? Coming from a grocer's perspective, Anna Marie Julian, a food and drink reporter, she has noticed that the idea with this reformulated range was to get closer to the authentic New York-style, soft and chewy bagel, and away from the often drier and smaller British version you have to toast to get any pleasure out of. These multi-seeded bagels definitely hit the mark with a dense chewiness and lovely nutty flavor. These larger size compares favorably to competitors too. And as the only brands who have really concentrated on an upgrade, I think they will be a success. Clearly, New York style bagels satisfy customers, but is it simply because they are told that the bagel is New York style? Has society overhyped New York bagels? Not only do companies believe that their own New York bagels are superior, other companies hold them to a higher standard as well. CEO and co-founder of DoorDash, Tony Zhu, spoke out to say that DoorDash is known for its selection of the best restaurants, and we're proud to be expanding our menu by offering delivery from one of the most beloved California bagel brands. Our focus on service and innovation technology pairs well with our focus on fresh, quality ingredients. Noah's Bagels began piloting its delivery partnership with DoorDash, offering deliveries from 13 stores in the Bay Area. Since the initial pilot, the partnership has expanded to include delivery from Noah's New York bagel stores across San Francisco, Los Angeles, Oakland, San Jose, and Sacramento. Tyler Ricks, the president of Noah's, stated that now their freshly baked bagels, as well as smears and sandwiches, will be one simple click away, and that nothing beats starting the day with a fresh bagel. This particular partnership with DoorDash will open up their shop for on-demand delivery, which was not an option before, servicing the widespread crave for a New York-style bagel. Additionally, I'm not sure where you are tuning into my podcast from, but as a way to celebrate pairing up with DoorDash, Noah's New York Bagels will be hosting a social media event contest that enables consumers the opportunity to win a 3-year supply of their bagels. Sorry to get your hopes up, this occurred in the past, but maybe you were the lucky winner. I know I wasn't, at least. Now, I do want to quickly touch base on the idea that not all people are as passionate about New York-style bagels claiming the number one title. It is pointed out that the New York-style bagels served today is barely any different from the ones mass-produced in malls. This could be due to a variety of reasons, such as bakers nationwide attempting to recreate a New York-style anywhere in the world, as well as the evolution of expectations over time. Due to that, some feel that had we not been focused on some other issues in recent years, New Yorkers would have taken swift and certain action against the airy, flaccid interlopers that dare to call themselves bagels. This person in particular feels that New York-style bagels today that triumph are a disgrace to the traditional bagel that was first produced. In fact, this bagel was the reason that many fled to New York and faced a hard time leaving once having immigrated to America. Now that we are back, I wanted to touch base on how out of control society has taken this high standard of New York bagels to the extreme. There is a trend in New York City of ridiculously overpricing food items, such as a martini for $10,000 and a sundae for $25,000 that one can purchase, which provoked applying the same trend to a New York style bagel for $1,000. The $1,000 bagel is whole wheat, which can be purchased at H&H Bagels with no toppings for only $1.20. To create the bagel, Westin Hotel's executive chef, Frank Tujahe, uses Italian cream cheese called mascarpone, paired with a wine jelly, and topped off with white truffles. The truffles alone are worth a couple $100s since they are so rare, as well as Italian, correlating to a weak dollar value. Even if the bagel has expensive components, does the price of this bagel have the potential to be jacked up since people view it as a New York style? Would people even consider it if it wasn't New York style bagels? I know that bagel is a bit out of the budget for me, but maybe your craze over New York bagels will lead you to consider. As you can hear from my research, many can agree that, whether it's the water or the workmanship, New York City bagels are still widely considered the best in the world. Coming across a true New York-style bagel is a special event nowadays, with the widespread adoption and attempts to recreate the bagel, compared to the everyday occurrence in the past. Typically, they come out of shops with well-steamed windows, since the secret is in the process. Reinforced by Paul Giannone, this thing about New York water is an urban legend. As you know by now, it is the boiling process, as well as the recipe, so that raises the question. If the method is so simple and the water is irrelevant, why can't they seem to get it right in Raleigh or Rochester?